Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show and Podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare Specialist Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, entrepreneur, insurance broker. Today is going to be episode 28, the Beginner's Guide to Medicare, almost like a Medicare 101 class. So get ready to learn some information here about Medicare. For a lot of you out there that have probably listened to my show, you may not be new to Medicare, you're on it. So some of this information may seem a little bit redundant, or you're like, I know that. But you never know, you might pick up some new nuggets of information. So I encourage you to stay tuned. Again, if you're tuning in with us, I'm Justin Colvin here. Owner and founder of the Medicare Help Desk. Our website is simply www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Our phone number, you can reach us toll-free anytime, 800-414-2044. And our local number here for folks in the Tallahassee area is 850-632-0033. So I help seniors every day. The main thrust of my business is Medicare, and I'm helping with, you know, choosing plan options, reviewing the different coverages that are out there in the marketplace, prescription costs, Medicare plans, and I do some ancillary things like dental and vision, life insurance, etc. So I've been licensed as an insurance broker for about 20 years. All right. So half my adult life, I'm 40 years of age. So half my life I've been committed to the insurance market, seven of the last years in the Medicare space exclusively. We have thousands of clients around the country. We are locally owned here, of course, in Tallahassee. It's my organization, but we do business in about close to about 40 states. And a lot of that just came organically. You know, I get referrals, and people have family and friends across the country, right? So I get referrals to different states. I just get licensed there, and hey, you know, it's a new state we're doing business in. So, but we do try to brand ourselves a lot here locally in the community. I'm actively involved in the Chamber of Commerce, Tallahassee Greater Chamber. We're a member of the Better Business Bureau, and we're number one on Google. So if you're searching online for Medicare, you're going to find me whether you like it or not. Any Medicare search result will show the Medicare Help Desk. We have close to 55-star reviews. And a lot of these folks that are posting have been very content with my services. I'm very thorough. I try to provide a lot of detail, a lot of analysis, and we always do what's right by the customer first and foremost. So if I can help you, call me, okay? And I'll tell you, if I can't help you, if you're in the best position, I'll let you know right away. But again, our number, 850-632-0033. You can always call or text if you have a show topic that you'd like me to cover. You know, text me if you have a question, text me, anything like that. Happy to help out. So again, today's topic, episode 28, the Beginner's Guide to Medicare, almost like a class we're going to run here. I'm going to call it my Medicare 101 class. So there's so much we could talk about with this subject. I mean, literally I could talk for hours and hours, days. I mean, there's so much information regarding Medicare, but we're going to kind of keep it simple. I'm just going to hit the high points, and I'll dig into more, you know, data and other broadcasts. But this session today is really intended for those that are new to Medicare. Now, who would be new? You know, anyone turning 65, okay, obviously, that's when you age into Medicare normally. You don't have to do it then. You can certainly delay your entry into Medicare if you're working, which a lot of folks are, still working, have employer group health insurance coverage, or their spouse is working. Then you can delay your Medicare, right? And that's what most people usually do, 66, 67, you know, whenever their retirement age may be. So it could be, you know, any number of people in different age groups, right? A lot of times when people start kind of meandering into Medicare and looking at the data, looking at the information, is 63 to 64 and a half-ish in that age group is kind of when they start, you know, glossing at it. Really, seriously, it's a good time to look at 64 and a half if you do plan on taking it at 65. And then those that get Medicare early, because you can get Medicare early due to disability, you know, if you've been on disability for 24 continuous months, you automatically get the rights to Medicare at any age. So I've got customers in their 50s, some are in their 40s, chronic health conditions, maybe chronic diabetic, COPD, other back, other, you know, orthopedic joint issues, things like that. Unfortunately, that has caused them to be disabled. They can get Medicare prematurely. So they're in the same camp if they're new to Medicare. And then obviously those that are older. Right? Those that are maybe in their late 60s or even later, whenever they retire, essentially, right? Because the Part B is that main trigger point. Part B is in boy, and we're going to unpack that a little bit more. So with that being said, let's just jump right into it. We're going to first cover in this topic, the first segment, the basics of Medicare. Now, original Medicare, some people refer to Medicare as the original Medicare, When I say that, when most people say it in the industry, we're speaking of the Part A and the Part B, which is what, when you get your Medicare card at red, white, and blue Medicare health insurance card, that's all you're going to see is Part A and Part B. And so we'll cover that initially, and I'm going to spend some time here kind of parked. Part A is the hospital. Hospital insurance. Now, you don't use this a whole lot, at least hopefully you don't. The hospital is literally just that. It's the hospital inpatient admission, right? So if you stay overnight in a hospital, that's what this is covering. Also, home health care is another one. And then, God forbid, if you're end of life, like hospice care. But the primary thing people think of is hospital, right? Your inpatient admission. Now, you get this automatically when you turn 65. You've paid into it. Most people have worked at least the required minimum to be eligible for Part A, which is presently 40 quarters of work history throughout your lifetime, which is equates to about 10 years of work. I think most people have worked at least 10 years, right, in our lifetime. So as long as you've done that, then, you know, you receive the rights to Medicare Part A for free. You paid into it through the FICA tax, all those years of working. And so you get that Part A at no cost. That's the hospital insurance. It starts the first of the month in which you turn 65. So we'll use me as an example. Justin Colvin here. My birthday is actually 10/5/80. So, but let's assume I'm turning 65 here in a month. So I would start October 1st if I was turning 65 this fall, okay? Everything always defaults to the first with Medicare. It keeps things simple. You're not going to start 10/5 or September 14th. It doesn't work like that. Now, one exception, if you're born on the 1st, then your coverage starts a month early, okay? That's the only exception. So if I was born to, say, October 1, I would have already started my Medicare Part A September 1st, just the way they've kind of structured it. Not really sure why they did it this way, but it's just the way they did it. So if you're born on the 1st, it starts 1 month early on the 1st. If you're born any other day in that month, it defaults to the first of that present month. So Part A doesn't cost you anything as long as you have the required work history. Now, let's talk about what does it cover? Again, home health care, hospice care, but the main thrust of it is the inpatient hospital admission. And how does it pay for that? Well, it actually pays really good. It pays the first 60 days while you're admitted into a hospital. So if you happen to spend that long, which is an awful long time in a hospital, 2 months, think about that, 60 full days. The only thing you would owe is the Part A is an Apple deductible. It's $1,484 presently in the year 2021. Now, this figure gets adjusted each year a little higher based on Medicare. You know, CMS, the Centers for Medicare, decides what this figure is going to be. It usually gets, you know, increased due to inflation, things like that. But the average person doesn't stay 2 months in a hospital. I mean, let's get real. That's pretty chronic. I mean, most people are in there maybe for a day or two, 3 to 5 days, you know, but it's not typically that long. But if it was, think about the bill. Think about how much that would cost, right? I mean, I know estimates are $3,000 to $5,000 a day, sometimes $10,000 a day in a hospital. So just think about that, 60 days. This is very, very robust coverage. And all you have to pay is roughly $1,484. That's your deductible. This is just original Medicare, mind you. We're not even getting into supplement plans or advantage plans, things that kind of complement. We're just talking about the basics, Part A, just original Medicare. So it's a great benefit. It's very valuable. You've earned it through your working history. So definitely just know you have great benefits that are coming to you when you do retire. Now, that's the first 60 days. We'll touch on after that, you start to incur a copay. They have a copay per day that you're in the hospital past day 60. Now, this is still very unlikely that you're going to stay in the hospital over 2 months, but it could happen. You never know. After those first 60 days, it goes to $371 a day for days 61 through 90, okay? And then after that, if, God forbid, you're in a hospital for more than 90 days, you go into what they call these lifetime reserve days. And you only have so many of these, but it's $742 a day thereafter, okay? The other thing I'll talk about is skilled nursing care comes up, and that's covered under the Part A as well. This is like rehab-type facility. You know, say you have a knee replacement, hip replacement, really bad car accident, trauma care, you need to be rehabilitated. This is the kind of health care will be in this setting, right? So with Medicare, they cover the first 20 days at no cost. And then after that, they have a copay amount as well. This is all under the Part A umbrella of coverage, but it's $185.50 per day for days 21 through 100. This is on the skilled nursing care component. But that's Part A. That's the hospital, and that's what most people get by default at age 65. Then the B is the more significant portion. That's the medical insurance, okay? And 90% of all the healthcare costs that we think of day-to-day, like your doctor visits, your labs, your blood work, you know, diagnostics, imaging, like CAT scans, PET scans, x-rays, outpatient surgery, et cetera, et cetera. All these things are in Part B. Now, Part B is a component you can delay. You don't have to do it right away, and many don't. If they're working and they've got employer coverage, or their spouse is working and they have employer coverage, that's credible coverage. You don't have to do your B right away. Many people wait to take their Part B when they retire, okay? But the cost of Part B is $148.50 in 2021. That's the present rate today. Last year was $144.60 in 2020. We're coming up on a break here, so I'm going to unpack this a little bit further in our second segment. We'll get into more Part B, Part D, and the plans you can get around that. So stick around. We've got a lot more to cover. Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Justin Colvin here, your host and insurance broker here in episode 28, The Beginner's Guide to Medicare. So I kind of themed it as our Medicare 101 class. And the first segment, we covered as much ground as we could. There's just so much information with Medicare. It's insane. And I can talk. So we're going to get right back into it. If you're tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Our number is 850-632-0033, and our website, www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. We help seniors with getting placed into the right Medicare coverage. So I try to provide as much value to the listeners out there. If you have a question about the broadcast or you have a topic you want me to cover, again, call or text 850-632-0033. And our toll-free number, if you're listening outside of Tallahassee, is 1-800-414-2044. So again, we were talking about Medicare Part B when we last came up to the break in the first segment. Part B is the medical insurance. It has a premium of $148.50. Okay, that's monthly, and that's in 2021. That's the year we're in presently today. Last year it was $144.60 monthly. So it can be, you know, increased modestly by Medicare. They determine what this cost is going to be. It doesn't go up by much, but it can go up. It's going to go up a little bit with inflation, but that's what you pay if you take your Medicare Part B. And that's a critical juncture, is when you decide to take the Part B, right? If you're working and you have employer coverage and you're planning on working for a bit longer past age 65, you don't need to take your Part B. Now, you could, all right? And many times it is better, because you have to look at the health insurance you have through work and the costs and the benefits versus the costs and the benefits of Medicare. Everybody's situation is different, but I helped a lot of folks where they were working for a company, maybe their group health premiums have risen dramatically. And that's the case for a lot of people today. They might be paying $400 or $500 a month for a high deductible health plan, right? And so that plan's not cost effective. They can get on Medicare A and B and get a supplement, and it'd be a lot cheaper. And the coverage is far better. So they would do that, right? So they may just decide to take it right there at 65. Many do, but not everybody. If you work for a union, state, federal government, those benefits are much more robust. They don't pay very much. Many times it's very little premium. And they've got great benefits. So it's like, well, I'm just going to milk this as long as I can. And that's the right strategy, right? You would delay your Medicare for those people's situations until they're just ready to hang it up. They got, you know, I'm tired of working. You know, let's let the retirement good times roll, right? And so then they would start their B. So the timing is critical, and I can help you with that as far as when you should take your B. Most people typically do it when they retire or when their spouse retires. That's it. So anyway, Part B, let's talk about what it covers. I talked about doctor visits, labs, diagnostics, outpatient surgery, imaging. Most of the healthcare costs we think about are in the Part B category. Remember, Part A is just the hospital. You don't use that too often. At least hopefully you don't. You're not going into hospitals being admitted all the time. The B is the part where we really think about all the traditional things we normally do, right? So, and they pay 80% of the bill. So if you have a stent placed in your heart and it's a $60,000 surgery, Medicare is going to pay 80% of that. So that's great insurance, right? And then you're responsible for the 20% with Part B. Now, we're still talking about just original Medicare, not supplement plans, not Medicare Advantage plans, nothing that would complement it just yet. We're going to get that in a second. But original Medicare pays 80% of the bill. You have a deductible. It's a small one. It's a very, very small one. This year in 2021, it's $203. That's small. I mean, most people are on group health plans. They have a $1,500 deductible, $3,000, maybe bigger. This is only $200 roughly, right? So not much at all. And then you're responsible for the other 20%. There's no stop loss, though, on that 20%. And this is why I'm going to talk a lot extensively about the supplemental coverage called Medigap, Medicare Supplement, and Medicare Advantage, which are plans you should get. You shouldn't just do Medicare alone because there's no real fiscal protection against the 20%. 20% of what? Well, what if it's a $500,000 bill. You're in ICU or something for 2 weeks, and they save your life, but it's a $500,000 bill. Well, you owe 20%, unfortunately. And this is why there's so many medical bankruptcies. A lot of bankruptcies are due to medical costs because people don't have adequate coverage, right? You don't want that to happen to you, especially if you have significant wealth or assets. You want to protect that. So unfortunately, when they built Medicare, the cost of healthcare really wasn't that expensive back in the mid-60s, like it is today. So 20% of the bill then went, you could probably muddle through it. Now you can't just muddle through it. It's a lot of money. It could be catastrophic. So you want to have something that kind of covers that gap, right? Now, how do you sign up for Medicare? Let's transition to some other pointers. You can do it several ways. You can call by phone, which is just 1-800-MEDICARE. If you want the actual numbers, it's 1-800-633-4227. You might have to wait on hold for a while. There's a staffing shortage around the country for a lot of organizations, including Social Security and Medicare. So you may have to wait. The easiest way, and what I recommend customers do, is go online. Everything's done online these days. It's so much simpler. You can visit www.medicare.gov. And there's a link under the resources tab there. It says apply for Medicare. That's what you want. Apply for Medicare. It'll actually redirect you to ssa.gov. So a lot of people think of Medicare. I go to medicare.gov, which is fine, but it's weird. You really don't sign up through Medicare for Medicare. You actually sign up through Social Security. They administer the Medicare program. They help with the facilitation of the enrollment. So medicare.gov will get you there. You'll get redirected when you click on the apply for Medicare link, or you can go to ssa.gov/benefits/Medicare. All right. That's the actual site. And I'll reference that quite a bit. And there's an apply for Medicare only tab or button in that page, about halfway down the page. But again, it's www.ssa, which is the Social Security Administration.gov /benefits/Medicare. And you would sign up for Medicare there. Obviously, you can go in person too if you prefer to do that. Now, that's tougher now with COVID and some of the restrictions and limited hours for these centers. So again, your best option, if you're looking at good, better, best, is go online first, call second, in person last. Some people have to go in person. Depending on their situation, you can't always do it online. But if you can, try to do it that way. Anyway, that's how you sign up for it. And they'll help you with navigating that. I can't sign you up for Medicare. My position is I come in after you have Medicare, A and B. You need coverage like a supplemental plan, prescription drug coverage, Medicare Advantage, because the A and the B are critical. You have to have both, right, to do these other plans. It's like me signing you up for Social Security. I can't do that. That's between you and the federal government. I can give you guidance. I can give you best practices and all the points and tips, but ultimately it's your responsibility to do that with Social Security, signing up for that. And Social Security is a whole other topic. You know, we're not even getting into that now. That's a benefit. That's your pension check, right, that you've accumulated by paying into that as well. Separate benefit from Medicare. We're just talking about Medicare today, right? Now, other thing I want to cover is Part D, prescription drug coverage. This was actually an expansion of Medicare back in 2006. Hard to believe. Medicare was original Medicare, A and B, came out in the mid-1960s under LBJ, Lyndon B. Johnson, and he created that program. So literally 40 years goes by. People are clamoring about how we don't have outpatient prescription drug coverage, and there wasn't. It's kind of crazy to believe that, but for 40 years, from 1966 to 2006, you pretty much just paid your own drug costs. If you need to go to CVS and fill metformin or lisinopril or get your insulin, blood thinners, inhalers, creams from a dermatologist, whatever you have that you're filling at a pharmacy, you just paid it. There were some discount cards and things like that, but it's kind of nuts to believe that's the way it was. It's just the way it was. So there's a lot of pushback that, hey, you know, as seniors, we should have prescription drug coverage. Why don't we have it? And then finally, Congress acted, you know, and they created this program back in 2006. So drug coverage today, you don't get your drug coverage from the federal government. They just created the structure. They created the platform, which is the Part D prescription drug plan model. And so you get the drug plan from a private insurance company. There's many of them to choose from. I represent over 30 different companies to choose from. But some of the big names that you're all familiar with, United Healthcare, Aetna, Cigna, Humana, WellCare, Mutual of Omaha, and many, many others, Express Scripts. So they all offer competing drug plans. There's usually 20 to 30 drug plans in any given market. That's a lot. So that's why you need help with choosing these plans. One resource is Medicare.gov, but another resource is yours truly, Justin Colvin, here at the Medicare Help Desk, because I've done thousands and thousands of plan reviews, right? So you can look at this stuff online and try to muddle through it, but why when you can have someone help you? I don't charge a fee. Just FYI for those out there, if you're wondering, like, what do I charge? There's no fee or anything like that. I don't charge that. I get paid by the insurance company. That's how our business works. When I place coverage, if you choose to work with me, and allow me to place the plan, the benefit, right? The insurance company pays me a fee to do that, whether it's a drug plan or supplement plan, whatever it may be, Medicare Advantage. That's how we're compensated. So I can give you unbiased advice because I'm an independent broker and represent many companies. I'm not, you know, captive to any one particular organization. I have my own firm and I represent many companies so that we can be unbiased and that we can give the best recommendation for you and your situation. But anyway, these drug plans, you know, you pay a very nominal premium. Most of them run the mid-teens to $30, $40 a month on average. Now, you can spend more than that. You can spend less than that. But a lot of people are usually paying sub $20. So they're fairly minimal. I mean, it's not like a significant premium, but it is a separate standalone drug plan. And then you would pay a copay, right, when you pick up your medications at the pharmacy. Now, some drugs are free. Some you don't pay anything for. If they're generic, it might be a zero copay or a dollar or two. So that's pretty typical. Others, if it's a name brand drug or insulin, it could be $30, $40, right? Or $47. It could be, you know, a percentage of the drug cost. It could be all over the map. But that's just the structure of the drug cost. The other way you can get your drug coverage is through a Medicare Advantage plan, okay? And those plans can kind of integrate the prescription coverage. Now, Medicare Advantage is different. It's a kind of a replacement of Medicare. And then they phase in the drug coverage. They integrate that into the policy. And that's a different way of getting the drug coverage. But nonetheless, it's still a prescription drug plan. So hopefully that's provided some value out there to the listeners. You know, I didn't even get a chance to get into my house I want to cover. There's so much wealth of information. I'm going to do another topic. We're going to come back and do another show on the supplements and the Medicare Advantage plan. So today was basically Medicare 101 with just original Medicare and Part D. But Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. We do appreciate our listeners. Thanks and have a great week.